When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's coming up on TC Live? It's revenge and continued dominance as we clean up all of the Sweet 16 matches after the rain yesterday. It's Labour Cup selection time for Team World as they vie for a three-peat. And we go backstage with Lindsay Davenport's American Billie Jean King Cup team. Emma Navarro shows us her new superpower. Yup, it's Eminem Navarro. You do not want to miss this. Welcome to TC Live, and yes, just like my playing career, I will not be making the weekend here. It is my final day with one of the greatest coaches of all time, Paul Anacone, and one of the greatest players of all time, Andy Roddick. Welcome, guys. This is T-shirt Thursday back in the UK, or maybe I just made that up because I forgot to go to the dry cleaners yesterday, and this is all I had left. As for you, Andy, we've cleaned up pretty much all of the Sweet 16. There is one more match out at Monte Carlo. Epic day. But for the most part, the guys that should have won one.
Petch, I like the strategy. If you say it first, what's anyone else going to say? But listen, Monte Carlo, we had some thrillers today. Novak, in typical Novak fashion, beats a really good player who's great on clay and says, my form is okay. I can still improve. Runa goes bonkers, 4.5 hours on court over two matches. Tsitsipas with a roller coaster ride. Exciting stuff today, Petch.
Yeah, it's been great. We've got a lot to get to. Let's get straight to the action as well. Let's wind it back to, obviously, Novak. Let's wind it back as well, 12 months. This was a match that he should have won from a set in 4-2 up. Didn't. It was a big moment for Musetti. It was revenge very much on the world number one's mind, Andy, when they stepped onto court today.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you see this rematch and you know Novak's going to find a way to put that chip right there on the shoulder. Crowd was giving him shtick all day. At this point, you figure the crowds would know if you boo him, it's only going to make him better. But Musetti came out. I love the way he was playing that drop shot. Interesting to play that off of a high ball, right? You really have to check step backwards. Got away with that a couple of times. But we know Novak is going to get his lunch pail and go right back to work. Was able to switch directions. Musetti, I thought he hit the ball great. It's just, how are you going to defend that backhand line while also having to protect your one-hander? That is the question that Novak asks over and over. Transition game was pretty good. The field there, I think, underrated as far as the way that we talk about his net game. Similar to Rafa, when he gets in there, he does it really well. He just doesn't, quite frankly, have to go in that much. But a workmanlike effort from Novak, I would have loved to have my off day on clay be a win over a player the caliber of Musetti. Just bonkers, but listen, we run out of superlatives. Novak moving on.
10th quarterfinal in Monte Carlo for the world number one as we take you to the next match, and it wouldn't be a match on clay without a Medi meltdown, Paul.
Yeah, a little tricky one for Medvedev. Lost the first at 6-3, 5-5 in the second. Hachanov doing a nice job playing some good tennis, and we saw Medvedev loses marbles a little bit in his first match, and today we got to see some of that too, and we saw a bunch of monologue, but here we go. Little investigation, a little mumble tank, and a little prelim to that right there, folks.
You go look the mark. The mark is freaking out. They don't know how to referee anymore. The mark is out. Who will take action?
It's okay. No.
Who will take action?
Yikes, that's rough. And Daniil had a rough day at the office, going down 3-5. Hachanov did a good job. Medvedev was in a bad mood yesterday, too. Guys, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Excuse me, go out on a limb here and lose my voice. I don't think Daniil likes playing on the clay. That's what I'm saying.
He's not loving it at the moment. We're going to talk a little bit more about Hawkeye on clay. Let's talk about this wild ride, Andy.
Yeah, and Rudo's second match of the day, getting through Nagal earlier this morning, but coming through, pumping his chest. This match it was a little bananas, a little B-A-N-A-S. His shirt looks like a banana. That shot that Dimitrov just hit is bananas. If this isn't the hot shot of the day, I might just quit the show forever. That was insane in the flow, the context of the point. But the drama, full on, that's a nasty little dicer there coming in and, you know, put the one away here. But this was in the trenches.
Andy, watch this touch. How do you hit this?
I don't know because I've never hit a volley lob drop shot winner from 3 feet behind the service line. He certainly made that look easier than I would have, Paul. I would have bricked that one for certain. But credit to Rune, knows he has to really make a stand here in the clay court season. These are the types of wins that he needs if he wants to make that march toward the top five. Well done for Rune.
Yeah, he doesn't mind rolling up low sleeves, does he? And getting himself into a scrap. He's got himself out of there, saving a couple of match points. This is the other matches of the day. Tsitsipas continues his dominance over Zverev, and he'll be hoping that continues over Khachanov, who he will play in the next round. We just saw Casper Cruz pass Hurkacz, who looked a little bit out of gas. Sinner was superb against Struff. And where does that leave us in terms of the last eight matches? Well, we've got a rematch from early this year on the hard courts of Australia. Dimonor getting past Novak. Paul, what else takes your eye there?
I can't wait to see that bottom match, Rune and Sinner. I want to see how Rune bounces back after about 4 hours and 40 minutes on the court. He's got the good head-to-head with Sinner, up 2-1, but I'm giving Sinner the edge after what I've seen this week and also the amount of time that he's spent on the court.
Yeah, and Andy, a great barometer for all of us as neutrals kind of sitting on the outside here. Obviously, they had an almost three-hour battle last year in Monte Carlo, Rune and Sinner, where Rune got past him 7-5 in the third. It's going to be interesting to see where that gap is.
Yeah, I'll go out on a limb and say a lot's changed since last year, right? Sinner is a different human. I think he skipped a level on the way to borderline number one. Rune's probably in the same spot, maybe even searching for some of that momentum that he had last year. Sinner is just smothering people right now. Like, he's just asking you to win a set against him. You have to play kind of quality points for 45 minutes at a time. It's a big ask right now. I like Sinner in this one.
And I've got a quick question for Paul here. How is it that Khachanov, against the shot that everyone feels as though functionally extinct in the one-hander, he's won 5 and lost 19 of his previous matches against one-handers, Khachanov?
That's a little bit shocking to me. Khachanov can hit the ball through the court so well, especially with the flat two-hander. You think he's going to be able to dominate. I think it's a good opportunity for him against Steph. Steph was terrific until a set in 5-0. So if you're Khachanov, you're going, okay, maybe the mental area isn't quite as sound as it should be right now for Tsitsipas. Good opportunity for Khachanov tomorrow.
Conditions were pretty quick out there as well, Andy. Does that help somebody like Casper Ruud kind of sneak his way through this draw?
Well, I don't think he's sneaking. I mean, listen, at this point, we don't talk about him enough when the clay court season comes around. He's not the first name off our lips. He has been in two Roland Garros finals. And the way he was stroking it today against Hubie, you know, gave him some tips last week in Estoril and gave him a lesson this week in Monte Carlo. I mean, when the guy starts opening up the shoulders, it's just hard to get out of his grasp, similar to the way it was with Rafa. You know, the lefty-righty version, obviously the righty a little bit easier to deal with, but we shouldn't be surprised by anything that Casper does on clay now.
Did any of you guys pick Casper as one of the biggest forehand? Someone must have picked him as the biggest forehand on clay. Did anyone do that yesterday?
Nobody picked him yesterday.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I made
the
unforgivable.
Did. I picked
Rune because he went line a little lot.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I'll say I made the unforgivable mistake of choosing Alcaraz and Djokovic. What a dummy.
Sorry, get off the
How
show.
How silly of you, Andy.
We're not paying you for those kind of insights. Here we go. Amateur Hour here on TC Live. We've got a quick fire trivia round coming up after this. And also, who did John McEnroe pick in his last run out as captain of Team World for the Labour Cup coming up next?
Iga Świątek stands firm in Stuttgart, emerging out of the dust and above the rest to defend her title.
It's perfection in Barcelona from Carlos Alcaraz. The 19-year-old defends his title.
Welcome back to TC Live, and let's throw it forward to what's coming up here on our road to Roland Garros. Next week, we got Barcelona and Stuttgart, as you just saw, a new tournament in Rouen. There's Munich and Bucharest. Then we've obviously got a couple of Masters and WTA thousands in Madrid and Rome before the final bit of tuning up for some of those players that need it in Geneva, Lyon, Strasbourg and Rabat before, of course, Roland Garros qualifiers get underway as well. Right, as promised, we've got a nice quick-fire trivia round coming up for Paul and Andy. Andy, I'm going to go first. Favourite clay court tournament outside of Roland Garros?
Well, outside of Roland, it wouldn't have been with Roland Garros. I would have liked, I liked Rome. I liked Rome, you know, when you take those tough defeats on clay, as I was prone to do, nothing a little margarita and some pasta can't fix. So I'm going to go with Rome.
He beat Davidenko and St. Paulton. I'm not letting you get away with that. That was a big title for you, Paul.
Got to go with Rome, especially because of the dinners afterward, like Andy said.
Okay. No. All right. We've had a bit of a distraction today between the umpires, the players and everything else. How sick are both of you guys? Paul, I'm coming to you first, of the umpires arguing with the players about line calls. Hawkeye on clay.
On a scale of 1 to 10? 16.
16?
Yeah, I'm a 16. I'm kind of over it.
You're over it?
Yeah, I'm over it.
Okay, Andy?
Yeah, I'm about a 0. I am here for it. I like it.
All right.
I never turn the channel.
All right.
When Medvedev goes. And by the way, it needs to be said, like, throwing a fit when you're wrong is one thing. Throwing a fit when you're absolutely right is a forgivable offense. Maybe not that little you know, throwy magoo that Medvedev did, but... Well, these umpires jumping out of the chair and like just pointing at things, like it's just I get it. See, Runa was wrong on this one. Medvedev was right.
Yeah, I'm with you, Andy. I'm sitting in that camp. I love a bit of entertainment. I like the friction. Yep. We are an entertainment business as well as a sport.
That's true. I mean, I tell you what, I got to tell you, me and Jace got into a little bit about the Runa thing.
Yep.
Jace didn't like it at all, and I was like, he's wrong, because the umpire pointed to the wrong mark and said both of the marks were out. Jason said at least point to the right mark. He said if they're both wrong, so what's the matter?
Yeah, I'm sitting in your camp now. This is great.
Jace, I got one right, Jace.
I can lose. This is great sitting in this chair. I can go right or left whenever I make myself look good. This is brilliant. Right, Novak, what would he prefer? Would he prefer a major or a gold medal, Andy?
I don't know. I would just love for something good to finally happen to him on court. I guess gold, that's like the only thing he doesn't have. It's hard to pass up a major, I would assume. So I guess gold, but I mean, what the hell do we know, Petch?
Yep.
Well, you know, it's like, do you want $1 billion in diamonds or $1 billion in pearls?
Well, I have both of those, so I can't
answer. I see you're a bad person. I'm saying because he doesn't have it, I'm also going to go with the Olympics.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Billie Jean King Cup coming up. Do we like the 2 out of 3 format with the doubles being the deciding point, or do we like it as it was in the Davis Cup days with 3 out of 5? Don't talk to me about home and away. We all agree on that.
To me, it's about the format in general.
Yep.
If it's an extended format, 2 out of 3. If it's condensed, 3 out of 5.
Yeah, Andy?
I like the doubles showcase. When I was playing, I knew the singles took the front end. I like the doubles always being relevant and not kind of having a 30-40% chance of being meaningless. I think as it goes along, this is one of the kind of few options that you get to showcase the doubles, so I think we should stick with it.
Okay, lovely stuff. Right, quickly, as a fan, who would you like to see? What would your dream lineup be in the final of Roland Garros this year for men and women? Andy?
I'm kind of loving this Sinner-Alcaraz matchup that we have going. It'd be fun to see one of them go after Novak in the semis and then have kind of a passing of the torch. And on the women's side, I'm going to be an absolute homer. It would make my heart sing to see Jess Pegula and Coco in the final.
Okay,
I'm going to go with old school. I'm going Rafa Novak. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going Rafa Novak, and I'm going to go with Iga Świątek and Coco Gauff.
Okay, I love those kind of picks. What's more likely to happen, do you think, with a couple of the farewell tours that we know are happening this year? Will Murray make the quarters of Wimbledon, or would Rafa more likely make the final of Roland Garros? Mr. Anico?
I'm going with Rafa, because I think that if Rafa's not in the draw, there's still a 50% chance he's going to get to the final of Roland Garros.
Whoa, that's
based
a big
just
shot.
On past experience, what Rafa's done there.
Okay, Andy?
Yeah, I think we're talking about health, right? If Rafa is healthy and can sneak two tournaments in, he's got to be in the top five favorites at Roland Garros still. I know it sounds crazy to some, but I do believe that. We don't know Murray coming off this ankle injury, what it's going to be like. So that you're dealing with that before you're dealing with the actual format of it all. And he hasn't been in a quarterfinal for a long time. So I hope that happens for Andy. Love Andy, but I think I'd go with Rafa as well.
Okay, lovely stuff. Thanks for all your thoughts. That was brilliant. We still have a lot more to come here on TC Live, particularly the Americans who at the moment are over in Florida doing their best Simone Biles impression, and MC Eminem Navarro with the best rap song in tennis since Denis Shapovalov's Night Train. I know that is very high up on Andy Roddick's playlist. Well, it's a big time at the USTA National Campus. It's Lindsay Davenport's first tie as the Billie Jean King Cup captain, and this is the lineup that she has to call on. It is a riches of talent. We've got Jess Pegula, Maddie Keys, Emma Navarro, Caroline Dollarhide, and Taylor Townsend looking to knock Belgium off, who don't have Mertens, Minnen, or Whitmire as well. So huge favourites heading into that, and they've been having a good time. This is one of the best time of a player's life, isn't it, Andy? When you get onto a team competition and you're in this environment, it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. And another thing that's beautiful is seeing Lindsay in this role. I was talking to her as she was kind of going through the process a little bit. And I said, don't overthink this. You're going to do this. You're going to do great. People are going to want to play for you. You're one of the respected voices in our sport. Don't talk yourself out of it. You got to do it. And I'm happy she did. And I know the players are happy that she chose to do it as well.
Yeah, so it's always great to have a good captain, number one. Number two, a good captain with integrity that communicates really well, like LD. So that's a great start. And for the individual athletes, you know, we don't get to be on teams. So to be on a team and represent your country is phenomenal. So it is memories for these women that they're never going to forget. And it would be a great way to start with a nice W at the USTA facility down in Orlando.
No question that Lindsay Davenport is going to be a great captain.
Hey, that's just how Petch came to the show today, by the way. It's unbelievable. You should see him do that, Andy. He was going across the studio. It's just cartwheels.
I was going to say, we didn't see Lindsay doing that, though, did we?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening here. I might take back everything I just said about Lindsay being a great captain. This is an injury waiting to happen. I don't get it. I'm sure it's for the TikTok. They're trying to get it in before the ban. I don't know.
Well, maybe they were better off doing cartwheels if the initiation that Emma Navarro, like all players on both the Davis Cup and Billie Jean King Cup teams, have to do. This is Eminem Navarro.
Not that many of us have degrees, but I am quite sure we can all agree we'll look back on this time with smiley faces. There's more.
There's more. No mas. No mas.
So, y'all, this is rookie rap.
I'll tell
y'all.
You, I crowd goes wild, apparently.
That's just, I mean, even to make that effort is an A+, just to make the effort.
Well, you have to. It's part of being on the team. But what I will say is, like, the best thing about her rap ability is that she's playing great tennis this year.
That's all that matters.
She did it in the right style. She knows exactly what she's doing out there. And as you say, had an amazing year. It's always a bit daunting having to do that. A lot of players have to do speeches, having to try and do that. Never easy. Well done, Emma. Good luck to the team. Another team that is sharply in focus today, of course, is Laver Cup. That will be coming up at the back end of September this year over in Berlin. And Team World made their picks today. We got a bit of Dimonor, Fritz, and Tommy Paul. Andy, I would assume that's no great surprise.
No, it's not. I'm waiting for the Shelton edition, but like Dimonor, I think is probably, he's the biggest no-brainer. He's the one that you wanted to bring in. Isn't afraid to go after the big players. Same with Taylor. Tommy Paul has been playing great for the last year. So no surprises here, I don't think, Petch.
Yeah, this is great. Look, and this event has become monumental. We just mentioned Billie Jean King Cup, the Laver Cup. They springboarded onto the scene just a few years ago. And I can tell you one thing, Taylor Fritz loves this event. He has such a great time there. They have a blast. And for Johnny Mack's last go-around, should be a lot of fun. They're going to see if they – would this be the third one in a row if they win again? I think it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Andy Roddick, any interest in being captain of Team World?
I can tell you I will not be the next captain for Team World. I think I know who will be the captain for Team World, and it's not my news to share.
Okay, fair enough. I would love to have seen you there. I think you'd be great for the competition at some stage. All right, let's put a pin in that for the time being. As we go back to something we did yesterday, and we were all wrong. It's blind resume time. We've got a couple of clues and hints to start off. 6'4", former top tenner, plays with a babbler. Ooh. 6'4".
I mean, is it an active player?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So that was a little confusing.
Yes.
I'm just trying to buy time and poke holes because I can't think of anyone.
And this is the
6'4".
That's playing this week. That's playing this week. Or
and he has played this week.
He did play this week.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we have a give us number three, Petch?
Okay. I think we'll get them all here. We'll get another four. Here we go.
We're going to need them.
Highest ranked number six, highest ranked player from his country. Oh my goodness, that's not helped me at all.
23 years old, career high number six. This is brutal.
Yeah, it is brutal.
I'm so bad at this. I'm embarrassed. I want to be better.
This is where if we had the really good.
You're 23 years old.
Come on, producer in my ear. This is where
no,
you go.
Runa's not 6'4".
Let me help you out, Chiz. Come on.
I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel here, like everybody else. All right, here it comes. Big reveal.
What do we got?
Oh my gosh.
Gosh, okay. I hate this because I just feel so bad about myself when this shows it. Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Ugh. It is. Let's not put an invoice in for today, guys. Let's we'll work for free after not getting that one. We're about to find out whether Andy Roddick's going to be back on the show, because what have we picked as the hot shot of the day? That's coming up next here on TC Live. Here comes the big reveal. Andy, hot shot of the day.
I can't wait to work with you guys again. I was getting ready to just walk off. This is insane. And it actually mattered. Like 30 love trying to serve out a set, down a set. He got caught and got away with it. I wanted a little bit more of a reaction. It's as if he does that all the time. I have to imagine he doesn't. That's one of the cooler shots we're going to see this year. Like, it was that's like the most Dimitrov shot I've ever seen. Just smooth.
Yeah, just a normal cross-court pass at the feet. Did a pretty good job with that one at 4-3 in the second after losing the first. That's a normal shot.
Let's take a look at the slate for tomorrow. 5 a.m. Eastern time is the time to set your alarm for. We got a bit of Tsitsipas against Khachanov. Sin against Runa. Cannot wait to see that one. And then, of course, we have one match that is yet to finish, which is over on T2 at the moment. Sonego and Umber will take on Casper Ruud. So it is a spectacular Friday. Let's get you back to Monte Carlo with Danny and Prakash.
All right, Petch, back here at our Tennis Channel FanDuel desk. Prakash, Alex de Minaur got the victory over Novak Djokovic the last time they played earlier this year. Can he do it again for a spot in the semis?
I think the clay is going to make a difference. Demon has looked pretty sharp this week, and he's coming in with a ton of confidence, of course, the way he's been playing this year. Novak didn't look sensationally sharp against Musetti. He found a way through. But having said that, I still think because of the surface, Novak's going to find his way through this match.
It's going to be a very exciting quarterfinal Friday here in Monaco. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, it is spectacular. Blockbusters, headliners everywhere. If you were to look towards the semis, Andy, and kind of predict the future, who do you think the four men will be there come Super Saturday?
Gosh, it's tough to pick against Novak. I think I like Tsitsipas against Khachanov. Obviously, Sinner is going to be in there. And who's the other one? Remind me real quick. Who's the bottom half?
The bottom half. We got a bit of Jannik Sinner. We got Holger Rune down there. We got Tsitsipas and Khachanov down there.
Yeah, and up top, I don't know who the other one is. I'm off the top of my head.
Ruud, Umer, and Sonego.
I like Ruud rolling. I like Ruud against Novak. And Ruud is he might be my biggest favorite in the quarterfinal matchups.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's good. I'm gonna go with an upset for tomorrow, guys. I'm gonna go with Alex de Minaur winning tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where do you think the win comes from there?
I just think that he has a new level of self-belief this year. I think it's going to be trickier on the clay, obviously, than when he beat Novak on hard in Australia. But I just got the sense that Demon's got a new level of self-belief, And I felt that if Musetti was better mentally today, he should have won that match. And Demon will be better mentally than Musetti was today.
Just quickly, you're going to disagree with that, Andy?
I mean, I wouldn't bet on Demon or straight up, but I do think it's going to be a pretty stiff test, maybe more than we would have thought in years past, certainly. And I think Novak needs kind of these matches there that are tough, and you can't go around someone. The ball flights are similar. Demon may actually be faster. He's sliding a million times better on the clay this year. It used to be kind of the stunted slide like I was prone to do. Don't laugh at me, Pet. You did it too.
Worse than you. I'm not laughing at you.
I do think it's going to be more of a test than it looks like on paper, for sure.
And on that note, that's going to conclude my time here hosting TC Live. I've had a lot of fun. My thanks, extended thanks to both Andy and Paul for their company over the last 4 days. And judging by the lovely messages they both sent me this morning, they've had a good time too. TC Live moves back into the open era tomorrow when the professional flies into town. It is Brett Haber who will take the seat as I vacate it, and he will be with these two fine gentlemen. Keep watching the best sport in the world right after this.